and a tall shade tree with long white limbs and white scaly bark.
That's, is it alder? No, it isn't alder. Oh, birch, I believe, isn't it?
Well, it seems to me the birch looks like this. Now, there's a kind, too, that has broad leaves that are shed all at one time, and the bark peels. And when it peels off, it leaves little knobs or balls. And the wood is very tough and used for chopping blocks. You can use one like that with white limbs.
Nope. I don't know much about the white limbs. We don't have too many in this section.
Well, name some trees that are in our section.
Well, we have oaks and maples and sweet gum and hickory, pine. Let's see what else. Those are the main ones.
Alright, now we'll go to other plants, but maybe we'll mix a little history with it. What did George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree.
And there was a shrub whose leaves become very red in the fall, and it's poison to some people. And do you know what kind of shrub that might be?
Is it sumac?
Exactly.
Is it?
And there's a kind of a bush that makes your skin break out when you brush against them.
That's poison oak and poison ivy.
And do you know of any other name for these?
No, I do not.
What kind of berries did you feed me Thursday?
Strawberries.
Delicious, too. Kinds of berries with a rough surface, and that some are red and some are red and black. And what kind of berries would this be?
Blackberries?
Those grow near here. And can you think of another kind of berry that can have desserts made from it, besides the blackberry?
Blueberries. Boysenberries. And dewberries.
Now, if somebody clears their throat a lot and speaks sort of with a rugged tone, you might say that they're speaking with a
rasping.
And so what kind of berry would sound like that?
Raspberry.
Some berries that grow in the woods are not good to eat. And if they could kill you, you say they're what kind of berries?
Poison.
Tall bush that clusters with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers. And they grow at high altitudes and bloom in the late spring. What could be one of these?
Well,
pink and white flowers. Now
think. Pink and white flowers.
Grow wild.
Wild? Dogwood?
It's not a tree.
No, I see.
It's a bush.
A bush.
And if you think first, where would high altitudes be? That might help you. Where would you go to get in the high altitude?
Where do you go to the mountains?
Exactly. So what kind of a pretty bush with pink and white flowers could you see?
Rhododendron and, let's see, what is the other one?
Use that word for where you are and that might help. The high altitude.
Mountain laurel.
Exactly. What is a tree that's a large flowering tree with shiny leaves and big white flowers, and it's linked to the south as a special tree for our area?
The magnolia.
If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask
my husband.